The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We are not doctors. This is not medical advice. But we are talking about magic mushrooms. And Christopher Cantwell with me. I'm Ian. And our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We just in the last segment of the last hour, to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, there's an article over at CNN.com about psychedelic mushrooms and how studies are now looking into possible effects of taking psychedelic mushrooms if you have anxiety and or depression, and looking at the reasons as to why it is that these things seem to have a positive effect.
Absolutely, yeah. They also say it might be helpful with addictions to other drugs because, as we know, mushrooms, to the best of our knowledge, are not addictive, right? Mm-hmm. I've never had I've never been fiending out for mushrooms, man. You know, I never wanted to go, like, rob somebody to go get some mushrooms, right? And what they're saying is they scan the brains of some volunteers, and they're saying that, like, it sort of disconnects some of the higher thinking, right? And in my own experience, like, look, I've suffered with some depression. I've had issues with alcohol and other substance abuse. Mm-hmm. And the thing with me is, like, I know, like, I'll get, like, stuck in my own head, right? And then I'm thinking about, you know, a million different things at once, and there are all these bad ideas are going on in my head, and I can't get away from them. So what they're saying is, excuse me, so the they say, we know that a number of mental illnesses, such as OCD and depression, are associated with excessive connectivity of the brain, and the default mode network becomes overconnected. Nutt was formerly a drug advisor to the UK government.
Oh, is this David Nutt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he says he was formerly the drug advisor to the UK government, but was fired in 2009. They said he cannot be both a government advisor and a campaigner against government policy, wrote a member of the British Parliament, which
I
is kind of hysterical.
Guy. This is the guy. This is the same guy, David Nutt. He's got one of those memorable names. He came out with the chart. He came out with the chart of the harm chart, the drug harm chart, where it basically took all of the, you know, most popular and least popular drugs or whatever, and they looked at what kind of harm these drugs cause, both the individual and their ostensible harm to society or the world or whatever. And that was it was a real shocking kind of study because it revealed that alcohol and heroin were the two most damaging drugs to both the person and the, you know, the society, the people that they're connected to, whereas marijuana was, like, way, you know, pretty far down the list, and I think LSD or ecstasy were even further down the list than marijuana. Like, ecstasy was listed as one of the safest drugs as far as personal harm and
I think that's
societal
insane.
Harm as well. I don't recall exactly where LSD was on the list, but I do remember that ecstasy or MDMA was lower than cannabis was on that list. So it was a real shocker kind of a list, made a lot of headlines, and that's where we first heard about David Nutt. So it's good to hear that he's still out there doing good stuff.
He certainly is, and he says, the overconnectivity, Nutt describes, causes depressed people to become locked into rumination and concentrate excessively on negative thoughts about themselves. Quote, by disrupting that network with psilocybin, you can liberate them from those depressive symptoms by showing them it's possible to escape those thoughts, he says. Depression is estimated to affect more than 350 million people around the world, according to the World Health Organization. The current pharmaceutical approach to treatment is with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, such as Prozac, which increase levels of serotonin in the brain.
Apparently, they also increase levels of shootings.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you hear about some guy going up and shooting up his school, it's pretty much inevitable that you're going to hear he's on SSRIs or something like that.
Scary. That's scary stuff to me, man. You don't hear that about people on mushrooms. I mean,
no.
There's you know, every now and then you'll hear kind of the old wives' tale about some kid who took mushrooms or LSD and then jumped off a 20-story building.
Right, and it turns out they were thinking about some movie from the 90s called Natural Born Killers, and it was complete fiction.
Yeah, I don't know what the real story is. I mean, you hear these stories, but I know all the times I've been on mushrooms, I never would have thought about doing anything like that.
That's now, like the craziest, like taking mushrooms and getting into, like, you know, even a verbal altercation with somebody is just like the most far off thing from my mind. It'd be like, dude, chill, thank you. You know, like, I think I'm going to go over here now.
I'm
going to
go take a walk in nature. See
you know, and I'm not shy about getting into altercations with people, but, you know, on mushrooms, I'm like, no, I'm going to go seek out positivity. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Exactly.
I just want to enjoy the colors, man. So, but SSRIs are not effective, and everyone take time to show an effect and are generally prescribed for long periods of time to maintain their effect. Nutt thinks psilocybin could be a game changer used as part of a therapeutic package where the mind-altering and confronting nature of the psychedelics are combined with therapy to treat people within just one or two doses of treatment.
That sounds shocking. Right? Because if you're on the SSRI, the idea is you're going to be on that for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And to get off of it is going to cause you all kinds of problems aside from your depression coming
back. So to say that, to suggest that you could have cured your depression within 1 to 2 doses and therapy sessions is, it sounds unbelievable to somebody who doesn't really understand this, but it sounds to me like completely plausible. So, for instance, there's actually been related stories about ecstasy or MDMA and how MDMA has been used now clinically in clinical, you know, testings to actually cure PTSD.
Yeah.
Like one dose, one therapy session. Cured.
Yeah, to reflect on it and to, like, sort of, I don't know, take that time. And I know that was used in, like, couples therapies and stuff like that, too, MDMA.
Mm-hmm.
I know with my own very limited experiences with it that, like, yeah, like, I feel a lot better for, like, days and weeks after having done it, you know. And of course, then I just get back into, like, drinking all the time and conspiracy theories and dating damaged women and just destroying myself. And, you know, that all goes away later on. But, you know, then I do it again and I feel good for a few weeks to a few months. And so I think I think that the way that they're putting this is really sort of interesting, that, you know, it allows the person to know that they can escape those thoughts. Because sometimes I know in my own life, and I know with a lot of other people, that they can't, I feel like I can't control the way I think, right? And so if I've got, you know, negative ideas, it's not like I just say, hey, bad ideas, go away, you know? And if you have, like, negative ideas in your head all the time, that, you know, it's a thing that weighs on you.
Oh, it's
you
not
know?
Good.
And so this sounds like a credible thing to me. I don't know that you take mushrooms twice and then you're just cured of unhappiness forever, but, like, depression is also a thing that's really gotten, like, screwed up in its definition, right?
Mm.
My uncle got a divorce, and, like, he was really upset about his divorce, which is, like, perfectly normal, right?
Sure.
And so a doctor decided to, like, put him on antidepressants. And I'm like, well, no, there's not a medical problem here.
It's
my
natural.
Uncle is in the middle of a divorce that's supposed to make him unhappy, doc. What, you know, this is crazy. And so, you know, perhaps, you know, using drugs to try to, like, cope with temporary situations is obviously not the way to do it. And this is why, like, you know, when they say, like, 350 million people throughout the world, I don't know about all that. There was another story that I was looking at here, too, that they say that there's, like, they're talking about a blood test for depression now, which is a thing that I'm kind of skeptical about, right? Because I do think, like, we had, like, our conspiracy movie marathon at the Brutalist House the other night. You know, one of the things we watched was about, like, all those things with psychotropic drugs and them giving SSRIs to people, and the history of psychiatry is, like, an industry of death, lobotomies, and all the lunatic things that they used to do to people. And some of this, I think, is just excuses to give people expensive medications that the insurance companies and governments will pay for and stuff like that.
Hold the rest of that thought.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with the mushroom topic here. But we've got Lumpy calling from the Shire. You're on Free Talk Live, Lumpy.
I heard that you stopped smoking pot, and I'm really, really, really sincerely concerned.
You know what? I'm glad that you
it's
did
It's been 24
that.
Hours.
It's been 24 hours.
More pot. So is Ian. What the hell did I just hear?
So what's going on? I mean, did you just run out of pot? Or?
No, I'm just taking a break. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bored with
it. All right. Okay, that's cool. I understand we got to think.
I haven't taken a break in, like, a decade. So.
Well,
once upon a time, I actually quit smoking pot for a whole year.
If you start getting angry like Witt does, well, then the whole show is going to go down the drain. This is the worst tragedy. I think this is terrible.
Anyway, Ian's going to strap on his bloody armor and be like, give me your gun. Yeah. Back to the old me.
You know, take a break. You know, maybe it's time he's repressing all those feelings now. You know, and maybe he's repressed. Maybe he's had all those peaceful feelings for so long, and now he's not going to smoke any pot. And then all of a sudden he's going to become a statist and then start strapping on his body armor. Who knows what's next?
I'm going to become the voice of peace on Free Talk Live. It's going to be scary.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Well, that'd be a hell of a turnaround, wouldn't it? Hey, Lumpy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number. Thanks for the concern, too. I appreciate that. 855-450-3733. No, I have not had my last dance with Mary Jane. Just taking a break. 855-450-3733, because you can do that with pot, because it's not addictive. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Right here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about psychedelic mushrooms and how some people in the medical community are studying these drugs and finding out they might actually be really useful for helping people treat depression. And by treat, I mean maybe cure. That's what they're talking about. Maybe two doses with therapy sessions of magic mushrooms could cure depression or anxiety, and that's a really exciting concept.
That really would be magic.
No kidding. We'll come back with more details on that. 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to share your experience, have you ever been experienced, as Jimi Hendrix might ask? You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And speaking of mushrooms, if you're looking to buy some, you should check out the Silk Road. Silk Road or some of the other options on the dark net, as it's called, Tor, the anonymizing service. You can go to actually a website called Grams, where you can punch in what you're looking for. If you want to look at, you know, punch in mushrooms, Grams will search all of the illicit drug sales sites and give you all of the results for mushrooms available across the darknet. It's pretty amazing technology.
It's like Google shopping for black market Tor networks.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Amazing.
And it works. So go and check that out. But, you know, buyer beware. Also, we should put it in the standard disclaimer. I'm not recommending you go out and do this, but at the same time, I've had positive experiences with it. You need to know what you're getting into, however, when you're going to engage in psychedelic drugs. You need to learn about the substance in advance. Read other people's experiences. There's a great website called Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org.
I was just going to say Arrowid. That's a good site.
It's the best site out there. For all things related to the psychedelic experience or to drugs in general, not just psychedelics, but, you know, they've got alcohol and pills, prescription pills. They're all just kind of just chock full of info, as much information as you could possibly want. Especially the more popular a drug is, the more information there is about it. The newer things like the synthetics, there's not that much information about them, but they do have them listed there as well. So do your research first. Know about set and setting before you get involved in this. Chris, you made that mistake with taking DMT at a very inappropriate set and setting.
Yeah,
a little while back,
I had a terrifying experience with DMT.
Now, DMT is a very powerful hallucinogenic substance. Mushrooms can also be very, very powerful, and if you don't know what you're getting into, you do need to learn about that first. And set and settings, the most important thing to know is that if you're in a strange place around people you don't know, please do not do psychedelic drugs. If you are with people who have experienced these drugs previously, who you trust, who you appreciate, who you love, and you're in a place that you're comfortable, there's no better place than that place to do something like that. Your mindset's also important. If you're afraid, don't do it. If you are angry, probably not the best mindset to be in. You don't want those sensations to be amplified while you're on this particular substance. So try to come into it with an open mind, with a positive mindset. Have the intention, set the intention in advance that you're going to gain from the experience, that you're going to have a positive experience. So set and setting doesn't just mean what's outside of you. It also means what's inside of you. All those things are very important. So that said, we'll continue the discussion here in moments. First, we've got Melissa with us, listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Sure.
You're on the air.
Not great, though. But I'm trying.
You're saying what?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. I couldn't make out what you said.
I know. See, the connection is something, isn't it?
I think it's something like you're trying to unlock the car door and she's trying to open it. And
go ahead, Melissa.
Yes, you can hear me. Well, I was listening the other night to your talk about Pledge of Allegiance, and I heard a really interesting comment. He was the voice of opposition there, and I was really intrigued by your argument, and I think I came to a conclusion about the nature of that argument, I think...
Which argument? I'm not real clear.
Well,
can you recap that?
It's like... for instance, you're saying you're giving everyone this disclaimer on psychedelics, right? And I think that the Pledge of Allegiance is kind of like that. It's like kind of like a disclaimer. It's like, you're going to join our little club, you know, and you have to be all in, right? Got to know a little something.
I don't know if disclaimer would be the right term for that.
I think it would be the exact opposite. It would be a lot of false advertising telling people liberty and justice for all when you get the exact opposite.
Yeah, because we're not advertising. But, so, yeah, and then I was thinking, well, the nature of the argument from our side would be, like, more of a business kind of a side, right? Like, for the money part of it, right? Where, like if you're going to sell a product, figurative language again, but if you're going to sell a project, you want you want somebody to, like, pay up front, maybe, right? So, like, maybe half down. Pay half up front.
I'm lost.
What does this have to do with the Pledge of Allegiance?
This is not a form of brainwashing.
I'm also very lost. What is it that is what you're talking about has something to do with the Pledge of Allegiance?
It does. It all does. Because you were upset because of the nature of the manipulation and the brainwashing, right? It's like, you know, your indoctrination of children, and that's the one side of it, right?
And where's the money come in that you were talking about? That's what I'm missing the link between the money and...
This is a very wealthy nation, right? I mean, even though there is social security and welfare, so there's poor people, but it still is a wealthy nation. And that was the nature of the disagreement. Like, if you have... you have something real good, you kind of want people to buy in first, right?
Well, I think they've got something real bad, which is why they're trying to get people to buy in when they're toddlers,
it's
right?
Not
you
so
you
bad.
Get them into their schools, and then they're like, hey, you live in America, liberty and freedom for everybody, and you're going to be indoctrinated with this every single morning in our public school, and then you're going to be on board whether they screw you over or not.
Well, that's like an ideal. I mean, if you don't understand it as an ideal, it's like an ideal is something that you aim for. It's like a target that you can never really hit the target. But you just aim for it all the time. It's an ideal. It doesn't actually...
Are you calling to support the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, I was just saying that the nature of the disagreement was interesting to me, and I thought about it a lot.
Okay. You've apparently thought about it quite a bit more than me, because you've gone into a realm which I have not been able to understand you at all.
Oh, well, I really like listening to you guys.
Cool. Well, thanks, Melissa. I appreciate the call tonight, and I'm sorry I was so...
Take a couple of notes and call back with that thing. I think she was putting her thoughts together as she was on the air.
That's what I thought. It seemed very disjointed, and I couldn't let it go on much longer.
Right. So, but yeah, get some notes together, think it out a little bit more, and give us a call back.
Yeah, I think that's an important suggestion that, you know, if you're going to call talk radio, take a few notes, make a few bullet points on the things you think are important to hit. Oh, and I mentioned, one of the reason I mentioned the Silk Road is because one of the administrators, the alleged administrators of the Silk Road, Inigo, has been charged, a man they're accusing of being Inigo, at least, has been charged criminally. He's facing the rest of his life in prison. And he's a Free State Project participant. His name is Andrew Jones. And you can help him pay for his defense, because it's not cheap. DrewsDefense.org is where you can go to do that. I've pitched in some Bitcoin. DrewsDefense.org. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Psychedelic mushrooms may be helping people cure depression and anxiety. At least that's the suggestion here in the CNN story that Christopher Cantwell is sharing with us. We'll continue that here in moments. And don't forget, you can visit Chris online at ChristopherCantwell.com. In fact, you are the host of Some Garbage Podcast, Chris.
I sure am, and it's back on iTunes now. Yay. Everybody's been barking at me about that. It's on iTunes and Stitcher, and you can get it on YouTube or SomeGarbagePodcast.com.
Perfect. Oh, I didn't know it had its own website.
It does, but just stay tuned to ChristopherCantwell.com. Some Garbage Podcast, that's there for the RSS feed.
When's the next one coming out? You got plans?
Whenever,
I know you said they're
irregular. Whenever the F I feel like it.
They are.
We're going to try to get regular soon, but okay, right now it's just whenever the F I feel like it.
ModUp.net is where you got to go if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts. Look into modafinil from ModUp.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from ModUp.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At ModUp.net, they provide only the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And Don't forget, you get a deep discount by paying with Bitcoin at modup.net, 33% off. And you can make the deal even better by using code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. So use code FTL. It's great service at an amazing price. Modup.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. Use code FTL and get those 10 free tablets. Again, that's modup.net. So we've been, Chris, you've been sharing a story with us from CNN.com. We pretty much hit the high points of the piece, the suggestion here being that there's some studies being done that are saying that maybe magic mushrooms, psilocybin, can possibly help cure depression, cure anxiety. The not-so-medical explanation, as I understood it, was that essentially people with anxiety and depression have too many connections going on in their heads, and that the magic mushrooms will disconnect those connections.
Yeah, at least temporarily, to just to show them that it's like possible to sort of escape those negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they went into that I do want to get into briefly before we move on is that they talked about it being used to treat other addictions, like to smoking or alcohol.
Alcoholism. I've heard about the alcohol thing.
Yeah, this is the new research, however, has only scratched the surface of the brain and its consciousness. The brain is about organizing information and predicting external world, and we think psilocybin disrupts that and makes it more chaotic, says Nutt. People have hallucinations because instead of seeing the world as the brain expects it to be, you see what the brain is doing. This chaos could potentially treat not only depression, but also addictions such as smoking and alcoholism, which were the subject of some of the earliest studies of psychedelics in the 1950s and 60s, before laws against the drugs were introduced. Mm. And I think it's interesting to point out that if you look into the history of, like, Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the first things that the guy who created it was saying was, let's give people hallucinogenic drugs. I mean, before,
really?
Yeah. That was at the start of AA, is give people LSD specifically, he was suggesting.
Far out.
And then, you know, AA became NA, and now you can't do any intoxicants now because, you know, that's the...
Because it's all bad.
Because
they're all the same.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no,
exactly.
They're not. No, I think it's fascinating. In fact, I remember we've read something similar to this in the past. Or it sounds very, very similar to me. I know I mentioned earlier the MDMA studies about curing possibly PTSD, which, you know, is supposedly incurable.
Yeah.
With all the treatments that they have, they took folks who had tried everything for PTSD and just weren't making any progress, and they gave them MDMA, had one therapy session, and it was cured. And they talked about how, you know, back in the 60s or whatever, before all these drugs were outlawed, or in the 50s, you know, they had begun doing some of this research, and they had started to uncover some very interesting stuff, and then it all ground to a halt because it was all prohibited. All the research, once the drugs were banned, they were also banned from the lab.
Exactly.
Laboratory environments were not allowed to do experiments with these drugs, and now, for some reason, some of them are able to do it. I don't know if they're being done in other countries or, you know, what the circumstances are, because the DEA, I don't think, wants to just give carte blanche to people to do research on these things, because they're going to find out stuff like this, that, hey, these things could be used in positive ways that can help people change their lives for the better. And the fact that we haven't been able to look into this for the last 40 or 50 years is a real tragedy. I mean, that's a national tragedy.
Yeah, it's disgusting what's happening, because I do believe that, like, if you have a Schedule I drug, there are certain conditions under which research can be done, but they're damn near impossible.
Yeah, you basically have to beg the DEA
for permission. This study, I believe, was done in London, is what they're talking about. So in the UK, I mean, you know, which is about to become a little bit smaller, hopefully.
Yeah.
In Britain, you know, mushrooms are illegal there. You're not allowed to have them. But apparently, if some scientific people or have some credibility and want to do some research, they can inject psilocybin into patients. Mm. So
amazing.
And I do think it's interesting for me. And, like, I had even, like, entertained this recently, like, before I saw the story. It was why it really, like, rang a bell to me. I was like, maybe I should go, like, trip out in mushrooms by myself for a little while. I've been having kind of a tough time. And, you know, and then I see the story, and I'm like, well, it seems like an even better idea now.
I support it, man. I mean, I take them for, you know, spiritual purposes, basically, just to kind of enjoy. I don't take them for, like, some sort of group party thing. In fact, I find that psychedelics like mushrooms and LSD make me not social. You know, I'm not. If I take a half an eighth of mushrooms, I can still be social. But if I take an eighth of mushrooms, I'm gonna want to go curl up in a ball somewhere and just, you know, have some, shut my eyes and have closed eye visuals and, you know, just kind of go inside myself for a little bit.
Yeah, it's not conducive to the most stimulating of conversations, I think. And, you know,
no, it's hard to have a conversation when you're having an ego death, which I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I think that I have, and it was pretty interesting.
Can you describe an ego death? I've never heard that term before.
For lack of a better term, that's what I would describe it as. There was one time I took I think it was like an eighth of mushrooms and had just the most profound, beautiful experience walking through the park here in Keene, New Hampshire, and just beautiful colors and wonderful visuals. And came back, went and laid down, and at that point sort of kind of died in my own mind in a way, and essentially had to resuscitate myself almost. Like my body wasn't dying, I don't think, or anything like that, but internally my mind...
You can say with certainty that you weren't dying.
Well, right.
Like, literally.
Right. I mean, I lived through it. But, like, it felt like I had disintegrated into nothing, basically, and that I had to essentially reform myself from that and sort of was rebirthed, if you will, on my own volition. I mean, it was something I had to, like, reach for. I felt like had I just let myself go, that I would have died completely. But I felt like I'd kind of come back from that, and it was just a pure sheer will.
Was it scary?
Not really, but It felt comforting, you know.
To my knowledge, there's never been like an overdose death from psilocybin.
No, it wasn't like that. Right? It wasn't like that. That's why I described it as an ego death. I wasn't in any way. My physical body wasn't harmed, but the personality, me or whatever, just kind of washed out for a moment, went to nothing, and then I sort of kind of brought myself back from that. Just because I'm not done yet here. You know,
did you feel like that stuck with you for some period of time afterwards?
I think that a psychedelic experience sticks with you. I mean, I think that absolutely these things are life-changing experiences. I mean, the first time I did MDMA, I finally had some appreciation for nature. I was a young man in my early 20s when I did MDMA for the first time, and I never really cared about nature. It was just like there, you know, trees. Okay, fine. Oh, there's nature out there. But and then when I was on MDMA, I really had an appreciation for it. I saw the beauty in it for the first time. And ever since then, you know, it's been a permanent shift for me. So
that's interesting. Yeah. I did a lot of drugs when I was younger, and I don't think I appreciated them at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, like when I did mushrooms in 2013, I hadn't done them for upwards of a decade, you know, previously. Totally different experience that I had, you know, not done anything like that in a long time, and I was more mature and able to appreciate it much differently.
Yeah.
I thought that was a profound experience. Meanwhile, when I was taking acid and smoking PCP all the time in my teens and early 20s, like I was just like, ah, drug addict, let's go.
That's it. Right? All right, so more coming up here in moments. Yeah, I'm grateful that I didn't do drugs as a teenager like that. I smoked some pot, but besides that, pot and alcohol. I think that having some maturity along with drugs like this, psychedelic drugs, is a good thing. 855, 450 free. There's more time here. Enough time for you with your thoughts. Tell your story. This is Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat. and then I take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you to dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the psychedelic experience and how it is that because entheogens like mushrooms and...
What's that word?
Entheogen. It's my favorite word. I like that term instead of psychedelic because psychedelic kind of has the baggage of... all the people having bad trips and all the scary stories that people have been told over the years. Hallucinogenic is also kind of one of those words that has...
Yeah, I say hallucinogens.
Yeah. And entheogen is sort of the root word there in theo, I think, is the sort of the god inside, I think, is what it stands for. I think entheogen meaning...
I think you told me this.
The god inside.
Like it's bringing you closer to God.
That's what I say. I take these things for spiritual reasons. And so we were talking about how some of these drugs, like psychedelic mushrooms, may actually help cure people of depression and anxiety, which is very exciting. We can continue that discussion here in moments, but let's go first to the phones and the fun. Mark, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk about the Free State Project. I was
sure.
Me and my wife are kind of looking into doing it in a few years when my kids go to college, you know, and they get old enough, and maybe we could move. But
good plan.
Part of the criticism I have of it, and is it doesn't seem to be focused to me, at least just from what I see and from what listening to your show. It's like if everybody was on one big topic altogether, for example, if everybody said, let's join the Free State Project and let's nobody pay property taxes, then I think that would make a big impact. But now the way I see it, and I don't mean to be critical of it, but I see a group of people doing Robin Hooding and people going to court and you know, people, some people taking a traffic ticket to court and some people maybe not paying federal taxes. And I don't see that organization of, I think it would have a stronger impact if
The way I'd respond to that is that, look, I mean, we're coming here for people to be free. It wouldn't make a great deal of sense for us to have a central plan, right? I mean, the idea here is basically people have different ideas on what it is that they think is going to make them the most happy, what's going to be most effective towards ridding ourselves of the state.
People have different issues that they find important, whether it's education, homeschool, drug legalization, gun rights.
Right. I mean, when we're talking about liberty, I mean, there's really like, it, you know, the government has gotten involved in so many aspects of our lives that, like, people are going to strike out at the ones that make them the most uncomfortable, I think. And that's sort of to be expected. And hopefully, you know, if we hit 20,000 signers and get however many people are going to move here, then, you know, you will find yourself with a large enough group of people who want to do what it is that you want to do. But I'll tell you what, if Free State Project, Inc. tried to tell me what to do, I'd tell them to shove it. And I think a lot of other people would, too.
So here's my response, Mark. As somebody who's been involved in this movement for a number of years, there's this term called herding cats. It's in reference to dealing with libertarians and attempting to organize libertarians. It's a real difficult challenge to try to get a group of liberty-minded folks to all agree on the same approach, the same tactic, the same issue. And it's hard enough to find 20,000 people who are willing to uproot their lives and move to the same place. That, on its own, is hard enough to just have this general statement about, hey, you should move here with other people who love freedom and then do whatever you feel is right. It would be even more difficult if the project was, you should move to New Hampshire and then buy property and not pay property tax, right? So then you're whittling down the group of potential prospects to the group of people who can afford to buy property, who can have the property owned outright, because you can't not pay taxes on property until you don't have a bank loan on that property. So you're talking about, even amongst property so-called owners, you're only talking about 1% or 2% that actually own their property, as opposed to the bank owning the property. And then of those 1% to 2%, you'd have to find the ones who are willing to put their property on the line and take the supreme risk of losing their property in order to make a stand for freedom. Now, that's not to say those people aren't here in New Hampshire. I think some of those people are here in New Hampshire. But to make one thing the thrust of the Free State Project would make it a failure, because you wouldn't be able to find enough people to come on board. So I think that the decentralization of the members in this movement, or the participants in the Free State Project, is its strength, because people can do what they feel is important when they get here. There's no one who's in charge. I don't check in with the Free State Project board to ask them for their marching orders for this week. I don't care what they think or what they, you know, because I know some of the people on the board don't like some of the activism going on up here. And you named a few of the things that have happened, but you also didn't name the dozens of Free Staters who've been elected to various different places across New Hampshire. The political action that's going on here, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, an organization that actually reads the legislation and then rates it based on whether or not it's pro-freedom, and then they rate all the legislators on whether or not they voted in the pro-freedom method on various different legislation. So there's really a whole lot happening here. There's more happening than any one person could possibly be involved in, and I think to try to centralize it, to try to centrally plan it, would ultimately doom it to failure.
Well, yeah, see, I disagree, though, because I think, like, let's say you got 5,000 people to say, okay, 5,000 people, anybody gets any sort of traffic ticket, any sort of whatever, you know, illegal left turn, whatever. Everybody take it to court. So if you got 5,000 people committed to that versus 20,000 people committed to various things, I think that's, those 5,000 people would make a much stronger impact.
No one is stopping you from doing that, by the way. There's no reason why you can't create some sort of sub-project within the Free State Project to do that. But my perspective is, why wait? I'm not going to wait until 5,000 other people say, yeah, I'll take a traffic ticket to court. I'm just taking my traffic tickets to court. My viewpoint is I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to show people the way. I'm going to bring a video camera into court. By the way, I'm going to court tomorrow. I'm going to have a camera there, and there's going to be probably Derek Jay's going to be there with his camera. So, you know, we show people what it's like when you do this to make it so it's more realistic so people can understand what the possible consequences are, how it's not as scary to do this stuff as it might seem to be. Had I waited until 5,000 other people were willing to do that together, it would have been, you know, fruitless. I don't think anything ever would have come out of it. I say start now and jump in with both feet forward.
I would also point out that, I mean, there are certain things, like, look, there are people who think that, political action is the answer. And Ian brought up the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's Merrimack Valley Porcupines. There are people who are organizing around certain ideals. You know, Free Keynes sort of came together around, you know, civil disobedience and fighting things in court, and, you know, putting forth a lot of ideas and encouraging a great number of different activities, and people have come and decided which of those activities they want to get involved in. I mean, there's all sorts of groups and sub-factions and different people working towards different ends here, and, you know, we've got 1,500 or 1,600 people have already moved here. So for us to get 5,000 people to do anything, we've got to get a lot more than 1,600 people to move here. But I think the other thing, one last thing I'll say to it, is that especially now with the 1,500 or 1,600 people who have moved, these are, early movers. Trailblazers, if you will, whatever, you know, in large part, I don't know where we cut off the early mover, you know, thing, but
everyone's an early mover if they move before 20,000.
Okay, so I'm an early mover. The, you know, some of these people are a little bit more, leaders, if you will, right?
Sure.
They're going to be a lot more motivated to do things on their own rather than to follow another leader. Perhaps after we hit the 20,000 signers and get the people to move here, you get more people who are willing to follow somebody else, and I think that that'll be a really positive influence.
Yeah, so I would say start your project up here. You know, if you want to do, get everybody go get a traffic ticket and then take it to court sort of thing, I'll sign on for it, but I've already done that, so it's easy for me to say I would do that. But I think that if you're going to find the people who are willing to do things like that, New Hampshire is going to be the place where you're more likely to find people who are willing to sign on and jump on board with your program. And in fact, that's one thing I have seen here, is that whether it's Free Staters or New Hampshire natives, whoever we're talking about, just the liberty movement in general in New Hampshire is very strong. And for someone who is a leader type, someone who's willing to sort of put it out there and throw their idea out and say, hey, this is what I think's a good idea. Anybody else agree? You'll see people stepping up if they agree, and they'll say, yeah, I like that. I'm willing to help you with that.
Yeah, good luck doing that in New York. Or,
right.
You know.
Right. Or in Florida, where you're calling from, Mark.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's terrible down here. But, I mean, I agree. I'm not trying to criticize it, like, but I just wish it was more focused. That's just the way I look at it. I'm not saying I'm still not going to do it, but I just wish there was more of a focus, and maybe there will be at some point. But just onto your, I just had a minor correction on your thing with property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You own your property, even if there's a mortgage on it. There's a lien on your property, so you don't have to pay your property taxes.
You do because the mortgage, the terms of the mortgage,
have them escrowed. You don't have to have it escrowed. You cannot have it escrowed. That's your choice.
The bank is not going to let you not pay your property taxes.
If you have
a
mortgage,
the bank will come get it before the government does.
The terms are in the mortgage. When you sign, normally if you buy a house outright with cash, you're not agreeing to pay property tax then. But if you buy a house with a mortgage, it's in the terms of the mortgage that you have to obey the laws, and that includes the paying property taxes. I wish it weren't that way, but it is. I thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time. I mean, I wish that you could not pay property taxes while you had a bank loan, but it's just not going to work out. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com. A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.